Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him for His doing. Let me encourage you in the season of Pentecost from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 to 27. And the crux of that scripture is, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees that will cause you to walk in my statutes. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, an awareness and knowledge of the Holy Spirit's ministries is most important for every believer. You know, briefly note the 10 specific ministries of the Holy Spirit to the believer. Number one, He teaches truths about God and reveals Christ to us. In John, reference in John 16, 12, 15. Secondly, He convicts us of wrongdoing, John 16, 8 to 11. Thirdly, He regenerates and renews us, in Titus 3, 5. Fourthly, He baptizes or places us into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, 13. Very important that we understand that aspect of the Holy Spirit. Fifthly, He gives assurance of our salvation in Romans 8, 16. He tells us that we are the children of God. Sixthly, He indwells and guides our lives in a reference to Romans 8, 14 and 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. Seventhly, He prays for us. He intercedes for us, Romans 8, 26. Eighthly, fills our lives with joy and power in Ephesians 5, 18. Ninthly, He seals and guarantees our eternal promise, Ephesians 4, 30. Hallelujah. And lastly, He distributes gifts to the church, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is very, very important for us to understand. That the ministry of the Spirit to the believer is that everything is done within the context of the local body of Christ, within the body of Christ, within the church. You know, He places us within the church, He distributes gifts to the church. So when we are part and parcel of the church, then He will do something very powerful from your life and my life, all right? And that's what we are to do. So, in spite of a renewed awareness and appreciation of the Holy Spirit's ministries, within recent years, there is also much theological difference between various groups of believers regarding terminologies and specifics. I would say, maybe not become so engrossed with our theological differences about the Holy Ghost that we forfeit the practical benefits of living and walking in the Spirit and demonstrating the fruit of a Spirit-filled life to a lost world. And what is the fruit? As referenced in Galatians 5:22, it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen? So, since the Holy Spirit is the most neglected and least understood person of the Godhead, what can you do to help your church bring more attention to the importance of the Holy Spirit and His specific ministries? As I mentioned to you, every member is a minister. So go ahead, minister in the house of God and do the works of the Lord and for the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given and added into our lives. O Lord God Almighty, we thank you for the season of Pentecost. We thank you, O Lord God Almighty, that the season declares God's favor, God's grace, God's goodness. The season declares the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The season declares, O Father God, increase and promotion. Your season, this season declares growth and multiplication. The season declares the period of miracles and healings. And Father, we are positioned to receive every blessing that you have pronounced in your scriptures and every promise that you have made. We are ready to appropriate them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, even today, by our faith, we will touch you. And I pray that by faith, we will receive every promise of the Word of God. I thank you for your church. Bless them, O Lord, as your people step out to their jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that you will grant them the grace. You will grant them the favor. You will grant them, O Father God, protection. Keep them from the evil one and bless them. I also pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will, Father, enlarge their territory and increase their borders. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are not feeling well in the church. Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. Healing is the birthright of the believers. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that by your wounds and by your stripes, Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.